The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on virtually anything you want to talk about as long as it's your health. And you don't ask me about drugs or surgery because we can do it a natural way. Call 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your things. You know, it's been a crazy week, right? Snow and everything shutting down, and it was spring. I mean, it snowed on the first day of spring. What's that all about? It's like craziness. You know, but it's over with. I can guarantee that we're going to start going into spring. The cherry blossoms are coming out, and the tulips, and then all the other beautiful flowers, and the azaleas, and it's just going to be a great, great, great spring. Mark my words, and I'm going to be wrong. Don't let me know about it. Anyway, listen, seriously, you know, I had a planned program for you, and then I made the mistake of looking at my email before I walked into the studio on my cell phone out in the car. And so I came up in the studio. I was a little early today. So I went through it, and I've been asked a question repetitively, and I've made several presentations over the last, probably 2-3 years on how the federal government is trying to manipulate and control all your basic nutrients. And if they have their way, they're going to take the right away for you to go in and buy herbs and homeopathics and things of that nature, other than the lowest possible milligram dosage of any kind of nutrient that you can get. Now, some of you are going to say, what? And some of you are listening and know what I'm talking about. And I want to talk to you about that because this is a really serious threat. So the question becomes, if it's true, who's pushing it and what do they have to gain by it? Okay. So my brain, being the deceivious, mischievous, doubting Thomas that I am, says there's got to be somebody who, if all these things go away or they control them, then they make a lot of money from it, right? Nothing is done just because. Trust me. The government doesn't care if you go out and take yourself out. They do care if you taking yourself out is costing somebody some money or somebody can't profit by your doing that. And the same thing with drugs. I mean, I'm getting a little, you know, off the edge here, but nevertheless, here's the deal. There's this law called the Codex Alimentarius Law. And the Codex Law came off of the United Nations some years ago. And the Codex Law was put into place in a altruistic way to make sure that there were guidelines for foods and food byproducts and things that you consumed so there would be, you know, they weren't going to hurt you, so to speak. So on the surface, that's a good law, right? Well, unless all good things go bad at some point or another. So the Codex Food Standard Agency is, and it's a series of international standards for food and agricultural products that help ensure that not only the consumer is protected, but also fair trade to different countries, groups, organizations, you know, throughout the world, the globe, and so forth. So again, the Codex Alimentarius Law came out of the United Nations. That's number one. That's going to came out of the World Health Organization, and it is a jointly sponsored law process guidelines by the Food and Agriculture Organization. And it's a group of basically about 180 some, I think it was 185 countries and one member organization of the European Union. So now everybody in the European Union is bound by the guidelines of the Codex Law. So this non-governmental organizations, you know, such as consumer protection agencies, academics, or industry bodies and so forth, they got together and they began to implement and put into place and interpret this drug or this law. So the Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, this is led up by United Kingdom Government Department for Codex. Now remember, they're at one point part of the EU, right? Before they spun off. However, the Food Standards Agency took the lead in a number of committees that had to deal with food hygiene and food additives and food contaminants and the like. So their goal was, on the surface, is to protect the consumer. The problem is that it went far in excess and beyond that. The European Commission represents all EU countries on a matter of EU competence. So what does that mean to you? And because this is going to lead up to something I want to talk to you about the FDA in this country controlling herbs and homeopathics and so forth. And that was some of my email that I got. That's why I'm off on this and kind of putting some other things aside. The European Union membership of Codex is very straight up if you look behind the sheets, so to speak. The European Commission represents all EU countries on matters of EU competence. What does that mean? That means the Commission will speak and vote in Codex on behalf of all EU on issues that are exclusive to EU competence. Okay? That's kind of, it's like, you know, a sleight of hand trick here. So the Commission will also speak and vote on behalf of the EU on all issues of mixed competence. Here's where the muddy water comes into place. The UK and other members contribute to develop the EU position and the European position. And the UK and EU member states are also able to speak and vote on issues within areas of exclusive, mixed, or member state competence. So that means that there's a guideline here that everybody has to follow if they're part of the EU. Again, remember where it started. It started in the United Nations. It started as part of the World Health Organization. It started as a result of their wanting to make sure that people are protected by bad stuff or too much stuff. And so it's evolved from there. It's evolved to this monster that has taken place and where they can tell you what is good for you and what is not good for you. And if it's not good for you, even though that you want to use it and it's not harmful to you, you can't use it. I'm going to give you one quick example, and then we're going to get into this a little deeper. Do you know in the European Union that if you prescribe or tell somebody that garlic is good for bacterial infections, that garlic can handle fungal problems, if garlic can break down your cholesterol and drop your blood pressure, that it's against the law. You cannot use it. You have to be a qualified physician to write a prescription to direct those things. And if you're growing it in your backyard for medicinal purposes, it is against the law. The only thing that you can get in Europe when it comes to nutritional products are very minimal. But you can walk into virtually any store, drugstore, and get a low dosage antibiotic without a prescription. So here's the catch 22. So that tells you right now there's somebody someplace behind all this nonsense that is trying to, they've got an agenda. All right, so let's go to current now. So we can go back to stuff that's happened this year, but I want to give you a little bit more background on what's taking place. So there's the courts back in 2012 stepped in and it slapped the FDA and the FTC for unjustified attacks on your right to do what you want to do. So here's the story in brief, and this is something that we've talked about for years, but it stepped up now and there's another insult. And by the way, the Codex law has been tried in Congress. They've tried to pass it several times. Fortunately, we have enough grassroots efforts on behalf of consumers and manufacturers that we've been able to stop it, but they haven't given up. So the U.S. District Court judge back in 2012 ruled that the FDA went too far in adding a disclaimer to qualified health claims about green tea and its effect on cancer. Well, green tea has been used for centuries for all kinds of health problems, and it's known for its antioxidants, high levels of polyphenols, and so forth. And the FDA disclaimer effectively negates the substance's disease relationship claim altogether. It says, no, it doesn't, it's not that way. And they said that a revised disclaimer had to be written. So the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, also suffered a loss in its efforts to hold marketers, marketer of dietary supplements in contempt of previous consent orders. So this goes back and where, you know, they said you can't do it, then they said you could, and then they went to court. So this is back in 2012. So let's come up to date today. So what's going on? So recently, just recently, and we're talking about last year and this year, the FDA has gone crazy trying to control your rights. So what's taking place is now you're seeing different homeopathic preparations disappear. The major news agencies are saying that, you know, any of the homeopathics and a lot of the herbs are spurious and they're nothing more than attempts to take money out of your pocket. Even though that these things have minimal of any side effects whatsoever, the fact is that in any natural substances, there is no pharmaceutical company. Big Pharma cannot in any way control it. They can't copyright it. They can't control it so the price can't go through the ceiling. See, let me tell you something about things that they can control. And, you know, we all talk about the gloriousness of cancer research and oncology and the like, okay? So if you go, and I'm making these numbers up, but the actual ratios are accurate. If you go to your oncologist, and God forbid that you're talked into having to do chemotherapeutics, and your oncologist buys something for $100, again, I'm making up the numbers, it is likely that the charge to you and your insurance company will be somewhere in the neighborhood of a low of $1,000 up to $1,500 to $2,000 for that $100 drug. Now, they can control it because they can copyright it. And that's how things happen in this country where you see in other countries. And again, you know that I'm not a proponent of using drugs. Those are the last things that you ever do for anybody. So you have to begin to start looking. Why is all this stuff coming up again? Why are things being disappeared off the marketplace? Why can't you get things? And if they have their way, within a very short period of time, you will not be able to go into your local health food store and into the large apothecaries and buy herbal combinations for a very specific situation. If you do, you will be in breach of the law and subject to all kinds of penalties. And this is what they're trying to do. So there's, you know, we're getting into an area now of unconventional medicine. And, you know, the revolution is out there to kind of reinvent what healthcare is all about. And the problem is that this fight will continue. And unfortunately, you are the testing case in this country. Because the United States is such a capitalistic environment and that we are very entrepreneurial and we also are very educated and we also want to be able to control our own lives and health. You know, that was why one of my primary reasons that I wrote my book, a few years back on Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, because you need to be the master of your own ship. You need to know that there are herbs that will help you in things that drugs can't touch, or if the drugs do anything about it, you actually have side effects that are worse than letting the disease run its process. And we can get into the vaccines, we can get into the inoculations, and even this year, as many of you know, the drug companies kept pushing the flu vaccine, even though the thing doesn't work. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into a lot of different things. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but we're going to get into what this healthcare revolutions. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, farmed raised salmon and why it can cause you all kinds of problems. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Yep, I'm on the billy put today, but nevertheless, it's for you and you need to know. But give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. It's a beautiful day outside, a little crisp, but the sun's out. There's not any clouds that I saw coming in. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff today. But I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about anyway. But, you know, we got into this Codex Alimentarius Law, which you all really need to make sure that you're up to speed on, because it's going to take all of us protect our rights to be able to use nutritional herbal medications and preparations as we see fit. Most of these things you cannot get in trouble with. However, guidelines are important, but the ability to do what you need to do is being taken from you in so many different ways, insidiously, and by the people who have the greatest to make from your pocketbook. And as far as I'm concerned, That's the FDA in conjunction with Big Pharma and the CDC and so forth. We can get into 3, 4, 5 programs and talk about nothing but that. We're going to talk a little bit about fish in a second, but I'm going to go to the phones. Peter, thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir?
Hello?
Peter, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, hi. I have very fine, lifeless, limp hair. And I wonder if are there any supplements, biotin or something, that could do anything about that? I'm not looking for, like, I also have a bald spot, but I'm not looking for minoxidil to fill that in or anything. The hair that I do have, I wonder if there's any supplements that can give it some life, because right now it has none.
How old are you?
60-something.
Okay, so the first thing you would do is check your hormones and make sure that, you know, they're balanced properly. Any kind of hormone depletion over a period of time can cause hair to thin, and thyroid can cause hair to thin, and a malabsorption pattern in the intestinal tract, not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which breaks down proteins. So setting that aside, you know, if those things are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and years ago that you had, you know, solid, thicker, more vibrant hair, then that tells me that there's an imbalance someplace along those areas, and that needs to be addressed first. You could have at the base of your neck, your occiput, your skull, your upper cervical vertebrae, the nerves that go to the head, the circulation that go to the head also can be impaired because of misalignments. Now, setting that aside, there are things like anything from vitamin A and C and E, CoQ10, biotin, B complexes. There are a lot of minerals, trace minerals, things like manganese and selenium. All of these things can and are used to market healthy hair products and skin and nails and so forth. Fish oils and flaxseed oil are used very well. And tell you what, you get a little emu oil, you know, the emu bird out of Australia. There's a company called Walkabout Emu Oil, and you take just a little bit of a couple drops of it and put it in your fingers and then massage it into your hair every day. There's a soap that you can get off, I think, out of our website that is kind of impressive. It's just called Ganoderma, and it's from the Chinese red mushroom. And this is, I'm giving it to you purely anecdotally. Some of my patients have told me that they take it and they make a foam out of it at nighttime and put it on the top of their head, and they let it dry into their head, and over a period of about 5-6 months, they get some surprises. Their hair starts growing better, thicker, and it clears out any of the bacteria. You can get an infection in the scalp of the hair as well, and those things seem to work. So the first thing for you at your age, what I would check is, are you getting enough digestive process? Are you breaking proteins down adequately? Is your thyroid working? Are your hormones working the way it's supposed to? Does your gut work so you actually are absorbing the things that you are taking into your system? And then after you check those, then you go to those other supplementations. Remember, the hair is pure nitrogen. And what does that mean? Hair is protein. And your hair is protein. So if your hair and your calcium and trace mineral levels are adequate, you're absorbing them adequately, then your hair will be thicker. But you need to check them out in that order first, you know, other than just going and spending a ton of money on supplements and hoping that it'll help. Some things work. You'd probably see your nails get thicker first before your hair. But, you know, do it in an orderly fashion. You know, give our nutrition department a call, make an appointment, you know, with one of the ladies there. They'll be glad to help you out. Peter, I hope that, you know, guides you a little bit and makes a difference. Let me know.
Can I ask you one kind of sort of related?
Yeah, quick. We got 1 minute.
Well, my sister vouches for silica. I don't even know what that is. Is that topical, or is it a supplement that you take internally?
No, you're going to have to take it internally.
And do you recommend that?
No, not necessarily. Again, it depends on what, I mean, for some people it works. You know, things work for everybody. Zinc also is very important for hair. Great for prostate. It's good for neurological transmission and neurological healing. So it depends on the patient. That's why I said you start in the beginning and see what it is that you're missing. You look at dietary patterns across the board, making sure that your diet is optimal for you. There's no two people the same. But if you want to take supplements, there's a lot of them out there, and you got to make sure you're taking amino acids, fatty acids, psyllium, you know, vitamin E, CoQ10, omega fatty acids at high enough levels that they'll make a difference. Peter, I hope that helps. You know, it's one of those things that it's a great industry. Some things work quite nicely. Biotin has been out there for years, and it does make a difference. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about all kinds of things today. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And you'd like to talk to me when we're not here or one of my doctors, you can call the Rozelle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell my staff that you'd like to talk to one of my amazing practitioners who have tremendous insights. You've heard most of them on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, but please do take advantage. You can also go to our website at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com and send us a note. We'll get back to you. We'll respond. You know, I take a little longer than most, but I do get back to you. Our last caller called in and talked about hair growth and so forth. And there's a lot of different things. Biotin's been out there forever. And if you can get biotin in the body, it will increase thickness and growth of viable, if you will. And that's the term, viable hair and nail follicles and so forth. So check it out. But, you know, remember, there is no one absolute for everybody. You have to make sure that you do think. By the way, collagen does a nice job too with hair growth. And you can go to any of the health food stores, make sure you get an organic form of collagen. It's tasteless. You can put it in with things that you're cooking with, make it into your smoothies or your protein shakes. That also does a very nice job and also increases your protein intake by 20, 30 grams a day. There's this product out there. It's called argan oil, and there's a lot of talk about that, particularly overseas. I don't know. I don't have enough data clinically to tell you that, in fact, it works fantastically well, but it's worth checking out. But just remember, watch the dollars that you spend and start with basics, and basics is what you put into your body. You know, what goes in goes out, and it's all about you. 888-630-9625. You know, I want to take a minute. You heard a commercial during the break, Camp Twin Creek. And I want to encourage you, listen, if you have grandchildren or children and you're looking for a place to get them away from the craziness and get away from their iPhones and their iPads and all their devices and the computers and so forth and get them out in the sun, you know, old-fashioned camp, you know, horseback riding and fishing and skiing and hiking and crafts and arts in a beautiful, gorgeous, absolute, a beautiful place. Camp Twin Creeks is amazing. We sent our godchild there a couple years ago. Actually, he's gone 3 years. He's going again in the summer. And he comes back renewed every year. And he learns skill sets. And he has become far more if he had than he would have if he hadn't gone. So I would encourage you to check them out, Camp Twin Creeks. And you don't hear me promote things like that on a regular basis. But the point of it is that this is an opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about fish, you know, those things that swim and you go in and say, well, I'm eating fish. You know, I'm doing everything that I can to make a difference. And my body is, you know, doesn't seem to be changing much, you know. So it comes down to what kind of fish are you eating and where is it raised? Well, let's take one little part of the fishing industry. First of all, anything that is farm-raised fish is probably extremely toxic. And we're going to talk about salmon because everybody wants salmon, right? Omega fatty acids are nice and high. Well, salmon farming is a disaster, both for the environment and both for your gut and your body and your health. So there's test after test, and it shows that salmon, and get this, is somewhere around 5 to 6 times more toxic than any other food that they tested. That's farm-raised, not the stuff that's wild-caught, but farm-raised. So they did all the kinds of studies where they did, they took animals, particularly mice, and they fed these mice salmon. And what these salmon, or these mice developed was diabetes and obesity. So the effects, you know, are related directly to the toxic exposures that these salmons go through. See, remember, you've heard me say that anything an animal eats, whether it's a cow, whether it's a pig, I don't eat pig, I don't eat pork, you shouldn't either, it goes into your body too, because that's what they're made out of. So anything that is farm lot raised is going to be a problem, but it even goes more beyond that. Besides pesticides and antibiotics used in fish farming, and that's what they do, they tons of stuff because they know these animals are polluted, they're being exposed to all kinds of bacteria, and that gets in you. The most significant source of the toxic exposure is the pellets that they throw in there, they feed these fish, right? and they contain dioxins and PCBs and other toxic pollutants. So these fish get this stuff, and then you eat them, and you get this stuff. So if you're not eating wild-caught Norwegian salmon or something from, you know, way up north in Canada, not farm-raised, you're causing yourself a problem. PCP concentrations in farm salmon are on average eight times higher on average than wild salmon. So farm salmon also does not have a nutritional profile, just or like if you compare it to wild salmon, right? 5.5 times more omega 6 than wild salmon. What does it mean? I said, well, I was supposed to have omega 3s. No, in the right ratio, omega 6s, when they get too high, actually destroy the body and break it down. So if you're aware of the health benefits of animal based omega 3 fats and the fact that salmon is a great source of that, you're going to be shocked that you're not getting it when you go to the store and you buy cheapo, or you go to, you know, the restaurant, and if the restaurant doesn't say that it's, you know, wild caught, then you're getting farm raised. And when you're getting farm raised, it's polluted. And by the way, you know that deep pink color that you get in wild caught salmon? And when you order salmon anyway, it seems to have that deep pink color. If it's not wild caught, it's farm raised, it's dye that they inject into the fish to make it look like it's wild caught and pink and healthy for you, because that's how you are, you know, led to believe things along. So having said that, start doing some homework and realize that if you don't start eating the right way, you're going to start developing lumps and bumps. And remember, there's a lot of books out there now on the damaging effects of GMO products. So not only are you giving them junk that fattened people up, but it's the GMO, the genetically modified foods, the spreading of genetic mutation that's going to cause deformity to spread throughout. Your children are going to get it. You're going to get it. If you get pregnant, you got a problem. So just saying, and it's not about, you know, things that Dr. Tom Rizzell is saying to you, go do your homework, and you're going to find that this is true. Farmed salmon are 5 times more toxic than any other food tested. 5 times more toxic. 888-630-9625. Let's talk about other stuff as well. There's so much in the news that you need to know about. You know, it's craziness when you see how we're being duped. You know, by the way, you want to keep a healthy heart? Here's the deal, right? You know, I see more and more patients that are coming down with heart problems. More and more people are being put on statins and aspirins, even though we know they don't work, by the way. Even though we know that the statins and the aspirins actually increase your risk of cardiac dysfunction and heart attack, because they cause you to bleed, they take away coenzyme Q10, and you end up having these things called atrial fib and heart attack and so forth. So when you look at people across the board, you find that people who work out and do it on a regular basis and not necessarily at a very high clip have much stronger immunological systems than their non-exercising peers across the board from age 20 to age 90. Doesn't make a difference anywhere in between. And they can calculate and measure higher levels of T cells, which is, you know, your primary immune system that comes from your thymus gland, and immune functions on all levels, from white blood cell counts and red blood cell counts and muscle mass and so forth. Patterns of lifelong exercise are believed to contribute to the ability to have lean muscle mass, not accumulate that belly fat as you get older. You know, when stress levels go up and you accumulate it around your midsection, exercise knocks it down. And it doesn't you don't have to be a trained Olympic athlete. You just have to exercise and do something on a regular basis. It increases your heart health, increases your circulatory pattern, it increases your hormone function, triggers your body to produce some growth hormone. You know, sitting is hazardous. You heard it repetitively. That's where they're coming with all those stand-up desks now, right? And, you know, I have patients come in and, would you prescribe one for me? Yeah, absolutely, no problem, because if you're sitting, you're going to die and faster. And, you know, we're all going to die, but you're going to go out faster. And so we want you to be able to stand up, you know, but most of us go to work and, you know, you're at a desk or something. You're sitting there for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, and you need to figure out how to incorporate some exercise into your program. You know, when patients come into chiropractic office, right, they come into the chiropractic office and, you know, they get well, they get feeling better, whatever came in for, And we suggest to them, listen, at least monthly, get your structural system, your energetic system, your nutrition checked. And, you know, often they say, you know, this is alien, right, to most human beings. And they say, why? It's because when your joint spaces are moving, your blood supply and your neurology are better. Your lymphatic system, the ability to get rid of waste, is at an optimal level. And you stay in a normal function. You know, when you start bending over, you see people bending forward a lot. Their life is being stolen from them. It's being taken away. And you don't want to go down the tubes quickly because, you know, there's so much to do in life. And it only takes a little bit of effort on your part. And don't get into the habit, I don't have time. You can find time. You can do it in the shower. Develop some Tai Chi. And you can sit there while the shower is beating on you and be able to open up your body. You know, we talk about the hour of power. And say, yeah, well, that's great. I don't have 5 minutes in the morning. Well, 5 minutes is enough. All you have to do is you take a little time to pray, meditate, you know, whatever serves you the best, do a little stretching, do a little breathing, and then maybe you can find 5 minutes later on, and you can have a lunch hour of power, and you can do it at nighttime before you go to bed and give thanks for the day, and you can have your bedtime hour of power, and you can hook into your creator and, you know, the source of all things that have made us, and get that moment of movement and exercise and get your body working the way it's supposed to. The hope, the bottom line is that if you want to live longer, particularly as an older adult and not have the impairments, you've got to do something about it. It's in your hands. It's in nobody else's hands. Because you let it go to somebody else's hand, they're going to drug you to death, my friends. You're going to be on a stack of medications. I think the all-time high in our office is somebody came in and they, matter of fact, this is a true story. They came in, they were taking 23 different medications, 23 different medications, okay? And you know who this guy worked for? The FDA. Having said that, George, thank you for calling, buddy. How can I help you today?
Always a pleasure to talk to you, doctor.
What's up?
I have a question for you. Now, I have one of my best friends since I've known him for 55 years or so. He's a PhD clinical psychologist. That being said, we have a conversation about the chemotherapy drugs that you mentioned that they buy for a certain price and charge the patients a certain price.
Correct.
And I had this conversation with him, and he looked at me cross-eyed, asked me where I get my information, and, you know, obviously he's a PhD, I know nothing, and, you know, he does. Is that true, or what is some more information behind that? Because I'm curious about that.
Why don't I give you some websites? You know, one of the best websites out there to find all kinds of great things is because the guy has 23 writers and they go and they research very, very well is Joe Mercola. It's simply Mercola.com. M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola.com. And, you know, he'll go through the whole article, then he'll give you his opinion and then he'll give you the references. And they're really, really good at tying all this stuff together. You can go into, vaxxed.com, V-A-X-X-E-D, vaxxed.com,
okay.
And check that out. And that has to do with all the immunological reactions to different types of vaccines and what's happening to people and the autistic patterns and autistic syndromes and so forth. That makes a difference. There's an outfit called the Center for Nutrition Advocacy. And they've got a ton of information as well. I've got more stuff at the office, George. All you got to do is send me a note, and I'll try to put together another three or four for you. And I'll tell you exactly where you can find, you know, the drug costs and the ratios and so forth. But, you know, when you can go overseas, and again, you know me well, and I'm not a drug advocate, but when you can go overseas and buy the same drug for a fraction of the cost, that tells you that there's an inherent problem in the system itself. When you know that and you look at the top 35 people or countries, if you will, that are listed in health and wellness indexes, and the United States out of 35 industrialized countries, with all the money we spend more by two times next to the one that's closest to us, that we're number 28. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it kind of does, because I'm a pilot, a private pilot also. If you're ever at the airport and the G5s and the G6, the Gulfstreams come in, a lot of them are owned by the pharmaceutical companies. There's a $65 million jet. They don't have just one.
George, you're a pilot?
Of course.
We got to get together, brother. I do too. But that's
really?
that's a story we'll talk about later.
You got it. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Take other callers. Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Take care, buddy.
888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. See, this guy calls in periodically over the years, and I didn't know he was a pilot. So nothing, something we have to talk about. You know, when you exercise as well, I want to get back onto that for a little bit of time, is that you see all your hormone levels begin to balance out better. The more exercise, the more equilibrium that you have in your hormones. Testosterone is considered a male hormone. Yeah, well, guess what? Women have it as well, but in relatively comparatively lower levels. And you have to make sure that testosterone at a good level so you can have muscle tone, muscle mass, good drive, activity levels. All those things are important. You know, it's obviously an androgenic sex hormone, meaning that, you know, we have to have this to make us men. But women have to have it also to give them any kind of push and oomph. But there's so many things that disrupt the endocrine patterns. And if we're not aware of them, we're getting ourselves into a catch-22. We're sitting, we're not exercising, we're not stimulating our body's need for it. So pretty soon, muscles begin to break down. The testosterone gets converted into bad stuff. It's called DHT. You know, the process then goes into this loop. And by the way, that's another reason guys lose hair, because it's not being converted properly. And women lose hair too, because it can be converted in this DHT pattern. That's why I said to our caller early on that you always want to check the hormones first before you check anything else, because that can be a problem. And you don't need to do artificial supplementation of hormones. Fix the problem, fix the person, fix the situation. And guess what? Everything begins to level out better. And you have control instead of writing huge dollars for, you know, I want to go back to the drug thing for a second. I have a patient who's been a very dear friend for many years, and this guy was just diagnosed with lung cancer. And he's, and by the way, he's a golfer and he works on cars, and, you know, he's in his later 60s. Guy's otherwise in phenomenal great shape, right? He didn't realize he had any problem, and it came up, you know, accidentally. Well, anyway, he's doing both natural and genetic mapping, you know, to do, you know, chemotherapeutics. So, well, guess what? 30 tablets of this one drug that he's taking is costing him $8,000 per month. $8,000 per month. Do the math. It's almost 100 grand a year. And you're telling me that there isn't something behind the door here? Well, let's all think about that. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live. Don't go away. Got much more.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzell Live in studio. You reach us here at 888-630-9625 every Sunday at high noon. And those of you on the other ends of the spectrum, you know, out in the West Coast, thank you for listening. You know the math 3 hours earlier. And those of you listening over the radio, computer systems, internets, we thank you, particularly those of you who listen from the armed forces. We appreciate you and salute you on everything that we do. I want to talk to you a little bit more about drugs since we're on the roll. And, you know, a question that I'm asked kind of sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly, is, you know, we talk about all this violence that's surrounding us in the school systems. Everybody's going crazy trying to figure out how to protect our kids. Well, here's the deal. There's 230 million prescriptions that are written every year for antidepressants. 230 million. Okay? And interestingly enough, if you go all the way back to Columbine and you look at all these school shootings and these mass shootings, and you see, is there anything in common? Is there anything related across the board? And you're going to find that each one of these people had been diagnosed and had been on some sort of antidepressant drug of some sort. And Time Magazine put out a article, and they listed the top 10 offenders that would result in a dramatic increased risk for violence and homicidal behavior. Okay? Violence and homicidal behavior. And it identified 31 different drugs, 31 of them. And some people are on more than one. So you know, when you have 31 drugs that are disproportionately linked with violent behavior, and you look at these people that have done these things of just unthinkable, unconscionable attacks on our children and society, and you look at these drugs, and they're things like Chantix and Prozac and Paxil and amphetamines and Lyrium and Strattera and Halcyon and Luvox and Effexor and Pristique, and it goes on. And all of these things can cause all kinds. And then when you compound them, you know, they're not sleeping, you know, and then they get agitated and they get into hallucinogenic patterns and they affect their serotonin and adrenaline patterns. All of these things can cause immediate risks to our society. And we are a society that is becoming more and more drugged as time goes on. You know, legal drugs affect your mental state, period. They affect your mental state. 230 million prescriptions for antidepressants. Are we a society that is that screwed up that we have to be drugged? You know, most prescribed drugs in the United States, you know, are about this. 20 million Americans are still depressed. And this is stuff that's coming from the CDC. We're going to spend a whole show on this. I'm going to show you the cost-risk ratios of all this. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to bring in some other people who deal with this on a day-to-day basis. It's not okay, my friends. We've got to take action. We have to protect ourselves, our youth, our family, and this country, because we're going down the tubes quickly, and it's not okay. We're coming up to a break. Unfortunately, it's the final break of the day, and I've got to say adieu. I'll see you next week. Same place, same time. I love you all. Bye.